It all clicked into place for me as I stared into the pot cooking a recently detached pig's head. My friend Cecilia reacted like a normal teenage girl, but I reacted like a 12-year-old boy. Oh, look, there's the head. Cool. Ew, gross. I don't want to see it. Is that the heart? Awesome. And then I stopped, because at that moment, the entire day made sense. So let me backtrack and give some background information for all the strange things that happened that day. I was an exchange student in Hungary the year after I graduated from high school. Near the end of my year abroad, I was at a Disznóvágás, a traditional Hungarian festival at the end of winter. A lot of Hungarian festivals, and a lot of Hungarian culture itself, is rooted in tradition. At the beginning of my exchange, learning about and adapting to this ancient culture was both fun and challenging. But the more I adapted, the more I came up against challenges. All of this condensed down into one moment, and I was hit with the brick of realization while I stared at the cooking pig's head. My Rotary Club, the group hosting me in Hungary, had invited me to the festival, not only to experience it, but to help set it up. I arrived early in the morning and learned that, like all the other good Hungarian festivals and holidays, this was basically a day celebrating food. I'd known there would be a pig killed and prepared, but I wasn't sure exactly what to expect. Much to my disappointment and relief, the pig was already dead when I got there. I immediately went to inspect the carcass and the three huge jars of blood. The men working on cutting the meat welcomed me and were surprised by my interest. The women came out from the back, and I was promptly sent to the kitchen. I was told to help by peeling carrots, which I did with a level of speed and passive aggressiveness never before seen by the other women working in the kitchen. Preparations for the promised feast were only just beginning by the time I left the kitchen to see what the men were doing outside. The men carving the meat outside were surprised and delighted in my prolonged presence outside of the kitchen. I even helped them by adding spices, salt, pepper, and Hungarian paprika to the carved meat. I felt so much more welcomed and comfortable there outside with a dozen men with huge knives. I wasn't sure why until my exchange student friend, Cecilia, arrived, and I showed her around the makeshift slaughterhouse. By gauging her reaction, I realized that I was the one out of place. I was the one who made things uncomfortable, and it all had to do with tradition and my hatred of classic gender roles. This hatred started long before my exchange, but I didn't notice how it affected my relationships until then. All the evidence flooded at me in that moment. All the times my host family had asked me why my hair was so short. All the times I couldn't relate to my female classmates or their interests. Every time I'd felt alone because I wasn't girly enough to hang out with the girls, but not welcome to hang out with the guys. Things like this had never been a problem for me in America. I had always understood that I was tomboyish, but in America, this was understood by others too. In Hungary, everyone was wondering why I didn't feel like conforming to the female standard. Here is where I had a choice. Option one, try to conform and truly adapt to the new country I was living in. Or option two, stay me, but stay subtly ostracized. For me, the former option wasn't really a choice. I'd worked too hard to be me, and I was already near the end of my exchange, so choosing the second option wouldn't last very long. In America, even though things are highly gendered, there's still a place for females that aren't very feminine. In Hungary, there's no space for that. There are boys and there are girls. Not only that, there are only macho boys and girly girls. At the Disznóvágás, I didn't decide to conform to the gender roles that are so strictly enforced in Hungary, and I was faced with confusion and curiosity. Eventually, the amazing smell of cooking meat brought me out of my stupor, and Cecilia and I sat down to eat the feast. After the amazing lunch, I was invited to help make sausage with the extra parts. After learning how to do it, I did so with much more speed and much less squeamishness than anyone there expected, subverting gender roles one last time before it was time to go. I learned so many things during my exchange, like how to adapt, and most importantly, where to draw the line and hold my own when everyone around me was pushing me to be something else.